Well, I was never art director on 2000 AD. Somehow this has got onto Wikipedia or something. I only ever worked as a freelance artist. It was Robin Smith, who I have worked with, who was the art editor, the art director at 2000 AD for a while. Anyway, yeah, I in my early days, I worked through an art agent called Bardon Press Features, Barcelona, London, Bardon. And they'd see my work in fanzines and they got me a job at DC Thompson, where I really learnt my craft, where you'd send in your artwork and they'd send it back to you annotated and corrected so that you told the story clearly, which was really important. As I say, I think I had a natural talent for that, but they certainly honed it. I was on the station platform one day going up to London. I bumped into a friend of mine called Mick McMahon, and he had some artwork under his arm, and he told me it was for a new comic that Fleetway were doing, and it was science fiction. And I think it was actually the first Judge Dredd set that ever appeared. He had the pencils of it, he was taking up with him. And I thought, wow, this is the kind of comic I'd like to be in. And I mentioned it to my agent, and I remember him taking me across Blackfriars Bridge on the bus to the offices of Fleetway, or probably IPC magazines as it was then, and introducing me to Pat Mills, who was the editor, and shaking him by the hand. And then I was in at 2000 AD, and what they were looking for was someone who could draw the Harlem Heroes, who were kind of a flying basketball team, basically based on the Harlem Globetrotters. They had jetpacks, so it's called Jet Ball or Sky Ball or something like that. And I'd actually had some experience in drawing, particularly black people flying through the air, because not that they fly through the air any differently than white people, but I'd been drawing a thing for a comic called Power Man, which was a sort of a black superhero that appeared in Nigeria. And I think the fact that I was able to give it a kind of a bit of a superhero gloss meant that they really liked my version of Harlem Heroes. The previous artists had kind of tried to draw these flying figures realistically, and you know, you have to have a certain amount of stylization, otherwise it just looks clunky. It looks like people have been thrown out of aircraft or something like that. So yeah, so they liked the way that I drew these flying athletes, and that was really me in at 2000 AD. And that was a big break. And it was a big break also because I got to know a lot of people who were my sort of contemporaries and peers. Mick McMahon already knew, Brian Bolland, an old friend of mine, soon came on board. I got to know Kevin O'Neill and all sorts of people whose names you would know from 2018. And there was a real esprit de corps about it, and I think we were all mutually inspired to do some of our very best work.